What?
It's recording. Okay. Thank you. I don't know, Jim, I guess it I had it running earlier and it didn't. It just blanked out.
Well, I just got some of it on there. I can break them in two if it's two of them.
Oh. All right, if the minutes will show we have a full quorum.
No, we don't.
Or have a quorum. We have four board members present, one excused absence. And let's see, I'll go ahead and close the public meeting, open the public hearing for the rate and fee increase for golf course and campground.
Okay, with that being said, what we are doing is campground sites went up $10 for 50, 30, and regular campsites. Which that is equitable to any other campsites in the area. Actually, I think we're still on the cheaper side of that.
Aspen Acres is charging $90 a night for just electrical hookup.
Who is?
Aspen Acres.
Okay. And as for the golf course, it went up, I believe it was basically $2 on everything. And for memberships, it went up 20. So I believe we're within rights. I also included walking stick and other quotes as to what they're charging. And their membership, it does not include free membership, you know, as to where you walk in here as a member, you just ask for a key, sign the sheet, showing that you're responsible for the cart, and they walk out the door. Whereas if you go to Pueblo, any of their courses, it still costs you like $20 and then a cart fee too. So by the time you get out the door, you're paying almost what you're paying here to play. So I believe it's a great benefit and to all our residents here. And Mike has done a fantastic job in promoting it and our courses being used.
So, golfers present. Any comments?
No, I think it's a really well priced out. I mean, we're competitive with everyone around us. So, around us meaning the three courses in Pueblo, Walsenburg, La Vida. Well, we won't even go there because that's out of sight. But no, I'm really happy with it. I don't see any problem whatsoever. It's not going to hurt us. Actually, it'll probably benefit us a little bit more, being that the way our course is ran, and like Jim said, you buy a membership in Pueblo, and you still got to pay an access fee, basically, is what it is.
And we still do have, you know, with the weather, the way it's been and being hot, we still do have the well stipend in there. If we have to turn on wells to water, it's $2 per night. So that would be the only charge to any member. And also, we also put in there that we do not accept memberships for tournaments. Tournaments is part of that tournament fee, and you pay the tournament fee.
And it does work. Changed that, though?
Huh?
When did we change that?
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that was, it's a bookkeeping nightmare for them down there. Who's a member, who isn't, and oh, we take out your $35,
Might change that soon after.
Jim, I think we did it with Phil.
Did we do it with Phillips?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Do we have anybody on, online? Do we have anybody?
No.
Zoom or anything? From the public, any comments? Any more comments from the board? I close the public hearing and reopen the regular meeting of the City Metropolitan District. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Moving seconded. Any question, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have an agenda. Can I get an approval of the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We approve the minutes from board meeting of December 30th, 2025 and the CCACC meeting December 30th, 2025.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. How about bills payable?
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, comments?
I have a few questions on the bills, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Jim, I want to ask on the roof repair that we do with Turner, is the roof completely repaired now, or is there going to be another bill?
No, these will be, this one is complete repair.
It's done?
Yeah, it isn't done yet, but it's...
That's going to cover everything?
Yeah.
The amount?
Because we wanted to get it done in last year's budget, and that's why this is within that time period.
Okay. I was thinking if we're going to have another bill from Turner or not for
the finished repair. No, and it's also the same thing with the cement work. It's so that it goes into last year's budget.
Right.
The work was done last year. We just got the invoices.
Got it. Things we had already talked about, too.
Yeah.
I was curious, under the Ace Hardware, we bought a padlock. I was just curious, not about the padlock itself. Did we have a problem? We had to put a padlock on something we didn't have? It's a water treatment, WTPM.
Just I don't know.
Look, I'm trying to interpret it there. Was there a problem? We had to suddenly lock something up because someone breaking into some of our facility, or do we?
No, it's a lock it's go probably bad, that, or? That. The lock
probably
either broke the key in it or something. Yeah. They could get the key
that
out.
That lock has been on there since.
Yeah.
Probably finally more
yeah, I wasn't questioning the lock purchase. I was wondering, do we have a problem? We had to lock something up all of a sudden.
But it is, they probably broke the key off in it and they couldn't get it out. And needed to
those keys
it.
Get old
yeah.
sometimes if you don't.
So I guess I'm a little bit, I wonder if that 1.5 inch means 8 padlocks. Did they buy 8 padlocks?
Yeah, and we usually buy so that they're all keyed the same.
Yeah, so that's why it's... Where it says by eight, it's not
by
a big.
Eight, yeah.
It's just there's eight of them.
There's eight of them.
Yeah.
I got you.
And it could be also padlocks for our meters. You know, if
you figure if you got one that wears out, then the other eight or other seven are probably bad too, right?
No,
no.
It's just trying to make sure that they're keyed the same. But
okay,
I thought it was a good thought.
Aren't they all old locks?
Yeah, they are. But
Jim, I'm curious on NOCO Engineering, the DAF project. I'm just curious where we're at in the overall of the project.
Just had a meeting with with the state today, and they are in the final reviews of the BDR, which is the build, final build on it. There is some concerns back and forth that they are working back and forth through the engineers themselves as to design and what the engineers of the water department, what they have a problem with or whatever in piping. USDA was in on the call also. They got their funding, so we should be getting a letter of an intent here within the next month or two for what they can offer for grant and financing. We also had WSRF, which is the revolving fund, that they can loan us up to $5 million, but they can only grant us $1 million of relief, which their scale is the maximum loan year-wise is 20, whereas USDA can do 20, 30, 40, which What do you give us a longer time and allow us to raise our rates on a broader scale? And their interest rate is only 2.123, I think, or something like that, 2.6, whereas the loan through the revolving fund is at 4%. Ooh. So it's kind of like, do we even want to mess with the revolving fund? I think we're better off taking the full project to USDA and finance it through them, and hope that our grant package is a great one. You know,
so that's
Allison said that it was, we'd be happy with it, so, since we're a deprived community and all of that.
That kind of operational stuff, but
yeah.
I'm going to bring that back up again in operational.
Okay.
As to the payables, though, your question about the payables.
Yes, sir.
The NOCO. So as far as, again, kind of per Bob's question about that, is that complete or not?
Where,
are we going to run into more bills from them for changes that the state's requiring us?
You will. You will if there's any changes in these meetings that Nate's in with me and everybody and the lawyer, they're all charging us. It isn't that
because the states are requiring a change, it's going to cost us more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I expected the answer, of course. Right. What else did you have, Bob?
Did we have
a? Hang on just a sec, Greg. Let me get Bob finished up here first.
Yeah, I just got a couple more things on the NOCO one. We have budgeted in the project plan for some additional work there. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I remember us having that conversation.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which, a lot of this we can get paid back through USDA for the engineering side of it.
Got it. I was going to ask, I know it's going alphabetically backwards, A Squared, we were talking, Gary, you were going to approach A Squared to get more detail on what goes in these buckets of hours they charge on a given day.
He didn't even do it on this. I mean, I even asked him, he was in the office. Told him we wanted more description on it. And,
So what I'd like to ask, would it be possible for like Kareem and I to sit in a conversation and just hammer through our questions instead of going back and forth in these meetings?
Yeah, if you want.
I just think it'd be faster, Mr. Chairman, to try to come to an understanding. I'm looking at 14 hours a day, 3 days in a row. It's like we're reading the descriptions, and it's like, I know there's not a dishonest person here, but I can't really get my arms around how we're getting 14-hour days so many times here. It feels like a standard charge instead of what really is the work. Probably isn't, but that's why we're having the questions. And Kareem had asked 2 meetings or so before about trying to have this. I just seemed to fast-track this. Could we just do a meeting with them?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
And then,
so when could that happen?
Next time he comes down.
Coming down to the 21st, I think he said.
We'll see if we have Kareem back and see if we can get into that meeting.
You said 21st, Gary?
Yes.
Okay.
Put it as tentative.
Okay.
21st.
I'll look for that.
Okay.
And my last question, I'm sorry I got so many this time. RGAH, I was looking at their $159,000 breakdown, and a number of the things are at the budgeted amount. Are we seeing any, anticipating more work on those items, or they pretty
much? No, the only thing that we will see something that comes up is on the SHPO. It's the cultural survey. When we did the cultural survey for the DAF, we asked them to do the extended. They didn't do it. So now I went to this other company. That, okay, we've got the cultural for this area. We don't need it. We need this area to put into it. And I'm trying to get a quote from them, which they will be within the next week or two that they'll give me a quote for it on.
Will it flow through RGAH or will it be a separate?
It will be separate. It will be through us.
So right now, final design figures, we have budget $275,000. We're at $270,000 with this invoice. Are we going to be okay? Are we going to go over that?
We're going to be over because of
the
extra work or whatever that hit us in May.
Yeah, that's right.
That we will push them to make sure that it got done
before
February first, so that's all of that.
The bidding and procurement, I know we put money in that, but we weren't really gonna use them much, were we? We were gonna go with this other thing.
Yeah, we're gonna have more of that from our other company that's going to be doing.
Our own rep out of it, yeah. They charge us $7,600 this time, and I don't know that, as I looked at the detail, I can't tell. They say people and how many hours, but.
They don't.
Did they really do work on bidding and procurement this time around, or is that money in the wrong bucket?
They shouldn't, well, they have to do it for the state wise, as what they're thinking it's going to cost.
Talk about it, okay. So I'm just paranoid about that figure, because it looks like they're spreading the dollars out, and maybe they put some in that bucket because it was a nice bucket.
It's the one we had in funding and.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna use it all up.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
So are you kind of on board now with the fact why I've been so upset RGH and not willing to pay their bill?
I caught on early, yeah, I got it.
So Jim, I'll go ahead, Greg.
No, I'm sitting here and I figured it out all on my own. It's just, no big deal.
Jim, you mentioned cultural survey. We paid for a cultural survey.
Yeah, we did, for debt. They did a certain area, and they wanted, they came back and they said, oh, no, we want another $50,000.
Right.
Do the rest of it.
So we need to do more? Somebody's required.
It was like $27,000 we paid them for the cultural survey that they did for the DAF system.
We already did that, and they're saying.
For the DAF system, for that area where the DAF is going to be in.
That particular footprint.
Yeah, not where they're going to be hauling dirt out and using it for the dam or using it for our ponds that we need for the DAF. So that's, they gotta use extra dirt. And what they're gonna do is, so I talked to Tracy today, and we're also looking at the west side of the lake there where the weather station and stuff is. We're gonna include that area, the side of the hill, all the way down probably where number hole two was and all of that area. We're just leaving the river through it alone, because that's gonna be wetlands and you don't wanna mess with wetlands. So we extended a lot more because they're gonna need a lot more dirt, and instead of buying dirt, it's easier to transfer it off of our property to use it within the dam and all of this building sites that we need. The only area that can't touch is where we done our dump program and buried the pipe down and back.
So we're gonna get stuck for more, that's just lost me. So I guess along the same line with the RGH, to Bob's point about the bidding and procurement, is it unreasonable for us to request a break? What the heck did they do for bidding and procurement?
We can ask for a breakdown of it.
What's that?
I mean, I don't think.
Put some on notice to not be charging that bucket going forward.
They're just filling their buckets.
Yeah. What did Jim say?
So, as far as paying the bills, honestly, I'm not ready to pay that bill.
They met your expectations of what you wanted, and they actually did it 3 months ahead of time.
Well, for the timing, they did it a year behind.
And the reason for the cultural survey is actually from FEMA that they want it because you're using federal money.
I can understand that part. Okay. Though they're still a year behind, and they did to our most recent expectation. You're right; they have lived to that. Though this bidding and procurement thing, I think, to your point, I'm not happy with that.
And Mr. Chairman, as far as holding up paying the bill, this $7,600, if they give us the information based on that, and if you're not satisfied, Jim, with telling them to pull that out of the invoice because it wasn't the right work or it just was put in the wrong place, but I don't know, the important thing is they got so far along with the final design, which is what we need to get done to be done with this scope of work with these guys.
And it's got Perry off of us, and it's got everything into FEMA right now, where FEMA's doing the final review, and that's why they needed the ship report.
So I guess what I'm saying, Mr. Chairman, is we want to keep them moving and not let give them an excuse to stall either, but I think we hold them accountable for that $7,600.
How are you going to do that?
Jim's going to make them defend it, and if he's not satisfied with it, take it out of the bill.
And say, hey, any further billing is not paying for it.
Yeah. We're not asking you to work in that bucket yet. It's there, but it's not for you to just use when you want to use it. But that's what I would recommend, Chairman, that we think about with this particular bill.
Okay. Well, you said you didn't have any more. Do you have any, Ray? Any questions? Greg, any questions?
No.
I think that I've got my questions pretty well answered, too. So, on the matter of paying the bills, we have a motion and a second to pay the bills. To put strength in that for RJH, mm-hmm. I'd like to see an amendment. Now, will that do much good? I don't know.
I think we, Mr. Chairman, I think we have a plan. I don't know. I think we could pay the bills and still do the deal.
Okay. All right. Then then let's vote to pay the bills. Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Chair votes no. We will pay the bills.
We will pay the bills.
Okay. Next on the agenda, you have operational reports. We started the new year with the measurements of weekly reports. Everything's still staying the same for the jam inspections, the piezometer, the weekly viewing of it. Parks and Rec, we did get the new bleachers in. They're nice. We just sent the check out to pay for them. We had it approved about a month or two ago. And we sent it out finally because we were waiting to see whether we could get the money back or whatever. But these bleachers are nice. They're on wheels, so they're able to transport from one area to another area. So it's not just at one field and that's it. Mm-hmm. So we could use them all over. Becker Pitt donated the warning track materials. They've been working on the baseball field. The fencing, he's going to have a fence put in between the two fields. He's been able to get donations. Mr. Clefield is paying for the materials. His guys will put it in. Josh's guys. The train and friends program has grown. That's his workout program that he's got going on Monday and Wednesdays. And he's got like two sessions, and both of them are kind of full right now. So it's building. Basketball practice will begin January 12th, with games beginning January 31st. He has about 110 players, and they'll be using the elementary school for practices during the week, and games will be at the middle school. Water report, from November 6th until January 9th, Cold Springs has been offline. We first lost chlorine analyzer to replace. We had one on the shelf. We replaced it with a, we also had the air compressor go down in the BFD fry. We replaced the air compressor. We installed it on the 5th. Kaiser came down and hooked it up. Just in time for the wet test, we will be able to start doing cold springs during the night and help fill tank 3 during the day. We will be transferring water from 4 to 3. The tanks are full, 1, 2, and far, our full three is at 16, well, it's what, almost 17 foot right now?
That 18 and a half.
It's 18 and a half.
Wow.
Because I know, Renee, I talked to you today, it was 16 and 0.4 by the end of the day. Okay, we are getting ready to pull all the annual samples from all three plants. Beckwith plant has ran well with very few issues, producing 12.5 million. We will work hard to fill 10.3 in the next month. We are waiting to hear back from state on the GAF project and about the record from the cemetery survey on 2023. We will be having a survey later this year, still having problems with recording flow totals. The wastewater plant received 9.2 million gallons treated and returned 10.38 million gallons. VFDE project is halfway complete and has already shown to save money. Next project will be the effluent, placing VFDs on the effluent pumps to help control discharge to the creek. Golf Club 2025 December revenue was $21,888 compared to last year, excuse me, which was $16,076. For the year's total, we for 25 was $719,578. Year end of 24 was $5,557.752, and from 2023 it was at $490,811. 25 was an amazing year. We had great weather. The course looked beautiful, and we were able to attract more players from all over. Words out, Holly Dot is a place to play. December was a challenge with the weather during the holidays. Then it was slow. We sold four round passes that brought in an additional $5,540 per year of golf. With that being said, with the way the weather has been, Mark and Riley and Mike have gotten together, and with the weather being as dry as it was, they made a deal where the sprinkler system doesn't work during the winter on the front side. So what they've been doing is they're going to make that just walking only to keep the carts out of it from killing the grass and having a problem like we did 2 years ago and having to reseed. And then the backside, we can water at any time because it drains and we don't worry about freezing on yet. So they can use a cart on the backside but not on the front during the next couple of months until we decide whether we have enough moisture to keep it going. They've been hand watering greens for that, and that's part of Mark's. We finally got snow back nine irrigation turned back on in December. Back nine irrigation ran, will need what and was needed front side hand watered daily from December 14th to January 7th. Concrete slab backfilled, constant elk and geese cleanup and repair. Front nine play limited to walking. Shop winterizing maintenance equipment continues. Roof repair has begun and they're almost finished with it. Front nine irrigation assessment has been turned in. I have received it. One of the things with the water report, Gary said that Alan sat through and went through each day and pulled the right amount out. That's why that number was at what it was, at the 12.5. We also were double checking our billing on it. What we figured out was it came out to about 14 million. Mm-hmm. 14 million that was billed or that we accounted for. So we're finding something somewhere. And we, and Christy, I know she talked to Cassell on it, that they had an update and it could have been sell, we don't know. But we're narrowing it down. And plus, the thing is too, we also use 2 or 3 million gallons out of tank three that was there because it was full at one point
right.
during that month, so.
So, a question, you said 14 million we accounted for?
14 million we accounted for.
Of billing, the including the billing and the used water. That's double what it has been.
That's what we're wondering. That's why we're still checking on it. Christy went through it and looked, and she asked
That's goofy.
Questions.
So if we you account for 14 million and you only produced 12.5.
Yeah, but like you said, we had tank three was
tanks
full.
Tanks were
so
full.
We used three in the tank and we built maybe 12.5.
Yeah.
15.5.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Three things. Gary, is that compressor working like advertised?
It is running great.
Okay.
Way quieter. It doesn't struggle like the other one was.
Okay.
It's really nice. Thank you
yeah.
very much.
I wanted to note from the golf course, just we were talking about it. On January 1st, Mike Riley put together a tournament, had 30 teams. Starting
in 2 days.
In two days. And
wow.
Of course, you had to do it that way because of the weather, but I mean, that is hustle. I'm telling you, that's hustle.
On January 1st.
On January 1st, 30 teams. Out right out of the gate.
And they came from Colorado Springs yeah. all the way to Walsenburg.
Yeah.
Pueblo. We are in demand.
Westcliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Westcliff boys did show up. I forgot.
Yeah. I put it in there. I put it in the newsletter.
And one last thing is, how many meters did we get changed out?
I think Aiden said he had three.
Nice.
So they're. But with the snow, it kind of slowed them down.
Sure, but that's so, plug away, plug away.
They're plugging slowly but surely.
Jim, back to the USDA versus WSRF. So when you talk about we get a USDA loan and not take advantage of WSRF, is a USDA loan, can we prepay it?
Yes.
So and there's is there restrictions of us getting grants to repay it?
No.
So there's no restrictions on, if we were to go USDA loan, if we were to get a grant for $10 million by Harry Hochstetler, we could repay it off.
So the thing is you can't stack any federal money. So if we did get money from WSRF, it would take away from the USDA grant money. Whereas if we go straight USDA, the grant money they give us is what's going to be.
In the past, there were some of the funding sources that were restricted as far as prepayment and to
yes,
be forgiven right. with the grant.
Yes.
And the USDA would not be. So the kind of the funding you're looking at right now, there's no restrictions
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, and that's why I was looking at more the 40-year, going on a 40-year where we can pay it, keep our payment down, and also be able to pay more on the principal every year to take it back and prepay it before it's due.
At this point, as far as with our representatives and senators and stuff, and sources of funding, does it still look like that USDA is the best one? Or
yes.
are there other grants and available funds out there? There used to be.
We still have a couple that we're looking at. Right now, we're looking at they call it the BIF, which is for, or the bill, is out, am I right? Which is for PFAS. They will give us some grant money for eliminating
emerging
contaminants. Yeah. So we're looking at that. I have a meeting with them tomorrow at 1. Nate and I are going to sit down and see. But our PFAS isn't that high. But we do have manganese, which now they put that in as being a health issue or something, which we're not high in manganese, but we do have it within our intake and our backwash. Right?
Okay, so that, I thank you for that. I think it sounds to me like I don't know how many years now, it seems like 20 or 30 years now, we've been going through this funding process. You have been. And it changes.
I love my Tuesdays.
So,
my Tuesday meetings.
But it sounds like the USDA keeps coming back as being maybe the unattractive one. Then I guess otherwise, the tank project, we're still, you have nothing new there.
Yeah.
And do we have an extension? Did we get an extension from Pueblo County?
I have not heard anything back from them. I know the letter was sent in, and I'll have to call Laura in the morning to see if she's heard anything from GMS.
That probably needs to kind of be formalized.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we get verification of that. You haven't gotten any news from the bladder issue?
No. Working on it with our broker for our insurance.
Okay.
To put pressure there, and it's been brought to our lawyers' attention.
Now,
I want to go through our broker first to have them put the pressure before our lawyer gets involved.
And how are we doing on getting a CDL driver?
I have an idea, but we're working on it.
Okay, that's all right.
I need a trainer, and you might be able to bring a trainer in.
Board? All right, let's go on into the agenda. Or do we have, we don't have an attorney's report, do we?
No.
Okay.
So agenda items, employee handbook.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. To approve the 2026 employee handbook.
Second.
Moved and second. Questions, discuss, we've already beat it up, I think, plenty. Any other comments about it?
No, sir.
Let's vote.
Yes.
Ray? Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
The chair votes yes.
Okay, next you have Resolution 126, designation of polling places. We will make the change of the website on that one.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve Resolution 1-2026 for designation of posting places after it's corrected.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? Let's vote. Greg?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Okay, next you have Resolution 3-2026, amending rates and fees.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
With the correction
of... backwards and get the two.
There is no... I'm sorry. Of them one ahead, it'd be Resolution 2-2026, designating meeting dates.
What?
I skipped over. No, we did the corrections for posting, but not the meeting dates. And that, we will change the CCA AC.
Okay. Can I get a motion including the change of that?
I move to approve it with the change.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions, discussion? Let's vote. Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Okay, Resolution 3-2026, amending the rates and fees.
Okay, that was the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the amending of rates and fees.
I second.
Moved and seconded.
With the change, Mr. Board, Chairman, to our signature.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Questions? Discussion? Let's vote. Greg?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Okay. Next, old business. We still got everything kind of there. Like I said, with the water loss, we're still working on it, and hopefully this comes out. We want to see what next month comes out, and if it was something that was Cassell or what was going on with it.
I wonder, are there people that might be wanting to escape liability on the air? Like, if there was a problem in our billing, if we were underbilling for a year, are there people that might not want that to be discovered? Like, who might be responsible parties?
Probably.
You know, if we were working with a company, I'm just going to say Acme, whatever, and for some reason, because of them, we were underbilling our community for years and years to the tune of, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. Do you think that they would want to escape liability on that?
Why?
If we were underbilling them, there would be no risk. If we were overbilling them, then...
Well, we'd be underbilling, we'd be under revenue.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot.
So you think that there might be nefarious things going on?
I'm not making any accusations. I'm just wondering.
You're just wondering about it.
If people who are looking for the error might not be able to find it because of that reason. Just throwing a wrench in the works.
I hope that's not true, but that...
Me too.
But
I worry about things like that.
Yes. Okay. So we're, anyway, we're working on that.
Yep, we're working on that. For water loss, we need to get with the sheriff department and start working on getting those, the one in Applewood and also the one off of Rosemont.
When do you think we ought to kind of plan that?
I don't know. It's
painful.
It's going to be with the muddy conditions and stuff right now. It's going to be tough. With Applewood, it ain't. But it's still going to be muddy.
Still be, yeah.
To get guys in there to clean that up.
What do you think? Should we be looking at that in? We need to kind of set a tentative time.
Yeah.
Should we be looking at that in the middle of March? Middle of February?
When? I don't think that far out. I think we need to do it here within this month if it dries out.
Within the month of January?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
If it dries out, you know, because this was a heavy storm and it was pretty wet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take probably about a week to dry up if we have good weather, which... It's showing it.
Okay, I'm making a note of that here that we're going to attempt that this month.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll attempt it. Okay, that's all I've got.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Jim, the group that meets quarterly to talk about how they can help us, all the departments of Pueblo County and all that,
mm-hmm.
That meeting got, the last meeting got canceled, right? Did they reschedule?
I'm not sure. I'll have to find out. I think they might have, but I can't remember. I know there. I seen something from one of the commissioners. Eight. Didn't you get one, Neil, like the 26th or something? January.
An email.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'll have to look back, and I'll let you guys know. If there is another meeting.
I'm remembering that the sheriff's department was going to have to invent new documents and stuff to be able to enforce and all that kind of thing. So I was just curious.
And I know that their attorneys have been holding up on a lot of things because we're looking for the agreement between county and us with the VFC
right.
building and stuff. So. That was one of the big holdups was getting all the violation tickets and stuff together for it.
So that's Paula's office and her administrator was the one kind of active. And I'll look back at her emails and maybe touch out to her.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
We'll have to check it out though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, new business, I have nothing.
Go ahead, Ray.
I would like to have the manager in one of the next two meetings prepare a summary assessment of where our wells are, which wells are working and how functional they are and what rates they're producing. When was the last time we exercised them? Might be a little thin this summer when it comes to, you know, water, and we need to know how those wells are doing.
We have all of them producing right now. Mm-hmm. Well, all of them are up and able to run. We exercised the rodeo, we exercised the summit.
I know it costs money to exercise.
We exercised the 18 hole.
Yeah.
So all three of those, and the rodeo,
Rec well. I've run it.
So I guess what I'm asking for is, you know, if we're short this summer, which it looks like we're going to be, what can we produce and how are we going to balance the water? I know some of it might be a little on the hot side. And
The rec well produces 110 gallons a minute. Mm-hmm. The 18 hole well produces 250 gallons a minute. The rodeo well is 245 to 250 gallons a minute. The summit well is 235 gallons a minute. Right. Kenichi well, 60 gallons a minute, and it costs more money to fire it up than it produces. Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm talking to Mr. Bailey. Because he's got it. Do you want to comment about how hot they are?
They've got 226 and 228. But as we dump them into Beckwith, it's the solution by dilution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're okay.
In your expert opinion, you think we got it covered?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good enough for me.
So
we can forget that one.
Oh, I marked it out.
Is there a need that we need to go to the dual well?
No, that's going to cost more money than I don't really know what to do with the dual well. I mean,
even Day, when he was working on it, he didn't have a theory on how to do it, whether it's trying to sleeve it or whatever, because I was thinking we could sleeve it for X amount of feet, and he says,
because it's artesian, isn't it?
It's an upflowing well, like the rodeo grounds, mm-hmm. but Tom and I and Gary, we're just, it's bad all the way from the top to the bottom, and it's, who knows how much money that would cost.
Mm-hmm. How far do we have that balloon?
Huh? We're down 30-some feet.
Okay.
But the casing's so thin and potholed that it just keeps coming.
And it ain't a straight shaft. It kind of winds, and that's the problem of sleeving it, is he doesn't know how far down where that first bend is to that. I was thinking with all the technology we have now to do like a sewer line and stuff that way, to put it in plastic or line it in plastic, which the state don't allow that, so it has to be a metal casing, and you don't get that much of a flexor bend out of it when you're lining it. So,
and then when they go to grout around that, as Jim was saying, with steel, that grout could put pressure and then cave the inside sleeve in, and then we're just done and spend a lot of money for nothing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else?
Okay. Next is CCACC. You have new construction, 3180. Elmore Road.
Discussion, board?
Vote.
Vote?
We got a motion first?
You gotta have a motion first.
Yeah, I guess we need a motion first. Okay, who's gonna make a motion?
I make a motion we not approve this and it get county's reading on the front facing of the property.
I second that.
Moved and seconded, discussion, questions?
I just wanna discuss and reiterate, we're gonna have to talk about at some point in time the theoretical question I asked earlier, and that is, what if we approve a mobile home that's new? Do we have to approve a mobile home that's 10 years old? And I know we've discussed that, but
I'll have to do some research on that.
I just wanna make sure that we track that one down. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Would advisable to maybe have the person come in and talk to the board?
The person is welcome to come into a meeting and talk to us, yes.
Because there sounds like there's a lot of questions on the house and everything. Would the person be able to come in and answer the question?
He's welcome to come to the meeting and then show up tonight, though.
So the motion in front of us is to not approve because of facing the wrong direction, specifically. So that's kind of specific to that motion and what we're going to vote on. And the builder or the owner is welcome to come in to us and talk to us about that. I think that's fine. If we vote to not approve it for that specific reason, then the builder or the owner is going to have to address that specific issue.
Probably here.
Other comments?
Mr. Chairman, it's not just our regulation. As I understand, the county has the same position about front facing. Is that true, to the street?
Correct.
So it's not just about talking to us about it. We've got to make sure the county's not going to miss the issue. So I'm wondering, Mr. Chairman, should we make sure the county's doesn't just accidentally walk over this?
They are.
They're aware of the front door?
They're aware of it, and that's one of the reasons I called Wally on it. And they don't have any information on it, so he's already red-tagged it to have us look at it before they approve anything on it.
We've had this issue come up before on different
right.
units. And, Ray was on top, you're on top of that other one. That
absolutely.
Came yep. that way. So I think this is consistent.
Absolutely.
So now you just need a vote.
Need a vote.
Got a motion in a second.
Yes. Any more discussion on it? Okay, let's vote. Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. Now, yes is the motion to not approve.
Yes, the motion to deny.
Okay. And we have one letter.
Yeah. We do have one letter. I didn't.
That's okay.
It was one that I got yesterday, so.
I think I saw.
I'm gonna change the whole thing. Yeah, I put it in with the bills and stuff that I sent out.
Motion make a, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the new letter to Mr. Matthew Dethridge.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions, discussion? Let's vote. Greg?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Anything else?
Okay, you have correspondence. We talked about it. Mr. Cliffeld is looking at doing recycling. He needed a letter of support from the CCMB. It's kind of a fast turnaround deal type deal. I know I talked to Neil on it. I just figured I'd put it in there to inform you guys that I am signing it. I signed it and gave it to him to move forward.
It's a letter of recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
I figured it's something that will benefit the community, since we did lose our recycling stuff that we did, and,
Yeah, we wish him the best on that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it don't raise our trash bills too much, yeah, hopefully.
Anything else, Jim?
That's it.
Can we go home?
Sure, except for you and Bob.
Uh-oh.
Let me go to you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we go home.
Second.
Move to second, we're adjourned.
Let me change those.
Yeah, boss.
Love saying that you're all I know. We'll hand you a check to pay.
Oh.
Victor, thanks for coming in.
I gotta sign a couple things.
Yeah. Hang on, let me go change those.
I'm not going anywhere.
Jim.
Yeah.
Anything new about the neighbor?
No. And I, they're really not, I guess part of that, of course, is maybe waiting a little bit on the change of regional versus Pueblo County, which that changed now. So, then I think once that settles down a bit, we can put more pressure back on them, and we need a complaint.
I wasn't even listening.
The problem I have with it is, as far as what we have in Color City, what do we complain, what would we be complaining? And he's not living there, he's not been there, so he couldn't claim that. It'd be hard for us to claim the residence is too small, because it's right now.
Everything has a fear of writing the next one.
So the only thing I can think of, and maybe it's valid, is it's still.
What color are you?
Anyway, yes, we, right now there hasn't been anything.
Yeah, but what about the camper?
Well, in fact, that's another one, and that is a legitimate complaint. We need to restructure that complaint, bring that back up, because with the Pueblo County's new codes, that's more, maybe more of an issue than the chicken coop itself. Because, yeah, it's not supposed to be there. We need a new complaint on that.
Oh my gosh, he does, okay.
So I don't mind signing because it's such a paper, we can restart this one.
Yes, but yes, that one actually probably is, it should be brought back up and created as an active.
Okay, so if I go on the Pueblo County site, now that they've restructured everything, there should be something.
Who did it?
Yes, it should be. But if you turn in a complaint here, part of it, of course, goes to Bob. It would go to Bob, and it would go to Pueblo County as well. So even just turning another complaint in here would do that. Doing both would be great, but you could, I think we need to resurface that complaint here at Metro as well.
Metal and plastic.
Well,
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Even though he's not living there, it still is not a legal.
Correct. Yes, and there's no, nothing wrong with making those kind of complaints and those kinds of issues again, because yes, they are valid. And I'm hoping, of course, like they just talked about as far as the round table. Well, we had the sheriff out here. Jim and I went out and rode around with the sheriff. And that was one up that we brought up, that we need to work on that and keep that moving. No, we're too slow. It's bureaucracy.
Need you to
well,
sign
I'll put the, a bug in your
okay.
bonnet.
Good.
Two items.
Two of them.
All right, good. Thank you, Vicki.
I'm not, somebody dropped it. And I forgot this.
I signed, but don't lose your water. Is it a water to
Nothing. Oh, nothing. This was all the blah, blah, blah. That led to the signatures.
Okay. And you signed it
there? I did.
Okay, and they got two more coming. You've got to sign. And I've got to sign.
I get to turn this off. Damn thing, I.